for 2010, box office was down, right, guys, for Hollywood?
That's right, it was.
So 2011 is definitely a look ahead for directors and producers in Hollywood for a better year than this year. Although there were some exciting titles this year. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and Takeaway Movie contributor, also co-host of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast, is with us on this last day of the year. Happy New Year, Rafer.
Happy New Year to you.
Also, Kristen Meinzer, co-host of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast, also here with her movie look aheads for 2011. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
So how important is it to plan far ahead on movie choices for the coming year? Or is this more of a business story, Kristen?
I plan sometimes 6 months to a year in advance for my movies. I am very, very meticulous about my movie planning. There are only 365 days in a year, and there's probably at least 500 movies a year. So you got to pick and choose, right?
Are you a little more spontaneous than that, even though this is your job?
Well, you know, I mean, my movie schedule is planned out, pretty much planned out in advance. I mean,
Hollywood.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the year ahead, you can pretty much tell what I'll be doing week by week.
So when did you know you were going to watch True Grit on Christmas Day, Kristen Meinzer?
I believe it was roughly May or June of 2010.
Meticulous
so
or erotic.
We have the right panel here for this story. All right, let's begin. Kristen, in April of 2011, Herzog's latest documentary will come out in 3D, Cave of Forgotten Dreams. First of all, why are you excited about this? And then we'll hear a clip.
I love Werner Herzog as a documentarian. I loved Grizzly Man. He's been doing great movies in the last couple of years. Encounters at the End of the World, where he went to Antarctica. He really finds the quirky, interesting, unexpected, almost comical aspect of every human being he talks to.
But he has a thing. Grizzly Man put it all in perspective for me. He is obsessed with the narrative of obsession itself.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And that's what he's about. That's why Grizzly Man is not even a twist for him.
Yeah, he's a mad genius who loves other mad geniuses.
Well, listen to him talk.
Somebody started a painting and then they left. And it's known that 3,500 years later, somebody continued the painting. And then a bear that hibernated over it left scratch marks. And over the scratch mark, there was man, bear, man, bear.
That's him speaking at the University of Colorado at Boulder in April, talking about the Chauvet Caves in southern France that are the subject of this movie. You almost want him to say, and you must never go there.
You must never go there. Don't listen to this tape.
How do these caves make a full narrative? And then we have to move to the next movie. Kristen.
Again, I think it's going to be about the people behind it. It's about what drives people to be a part of this cave. And these are the oldest cave drawings in the world. Who were these men? I think that's what the story is going to be about. And interestingly, it's going to be in 3D.
Yeah, Herzog in 3D.
Yeah, how can you not love that? Herzog in 3D.
Everything's got to be in 3D now, I think. Rafer, let's begin with your first choice, just to bounce around a little bit. In January, coming right up, The Mechanic. What's that about?
I think I'm probably the only person actually looking forward to this film. It's a remake of the old Charles Bronson movie where he plays a hitman, and Jan Michael Vincent played his protege, and they're remaking it with Jason Statham and Ben Foster.
What I do requires a certain mindset. I do assignments, designated targets. Some jobs need to look like accidents.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I love Ben Foster, but who would want to take on Bronson and Jan Michael Vincent?
I hear you. Plus, the original film is really, and this is saying a lot for the 70s, it's really one of the most bleak, nihilistic action films I think I've ever seen. So I wonder if they're going to stay true to that to the spirit of the original film, but I really hope they do. It's from CBS Films, and they did a really great little action film about a month ago called Faster with Dwayne Johnson and Billy Bob Thornton that I really liked. So I'm kind of a trash fan.
All right.
And so I'm
all
looking
right.
forward
that
to this
good.
One.
And some of the remakes were, I mean, Starsky and Hutch was kind of a send-up, not a remake.
Yeah, right.
And True Grit was more of the original story in the book.
Of the book,
as opposed
right.
to a remake of the movie. So there's some latitude here.
There is.
It's interesting. All right. Back to Kristen now. In August of 2011, a movie called The Help seems to have you excited.
Oh, yeah. I loved the book by Catherine Stockton.
Fantastic book.
Such a great book. Yeah, Noelle and I have bonded over this before. And it documents
the subject matter. Yep.
It documents the story of a woman in the South in the 1960s, segregated South, who's white, and the black servants who live in her town.
Her relationship with them is a young woman sort of growing up and having them as caretakers and then being a person who sort of is in effect the boss and her you know desire to continue the relationship that she had when she was a child.
Absolutely, but also about kind of throwing over the the racism of her town and throwing over, you know, the
subverting
women.
Subverting the power structure a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good fun and you can't help but cheer for everybody in the book.
The thing I wonder about, it's a fairly simple book. I mean, it's a little bit black and white. The characters are pretty simple. As good as it is, I wonder if the movie is going to be even more simple. And that's what I worry about.
Well, you know, sometimes that makes for the best kind of movie, the simple one. I'm just looking forward to some good cheering, some strong women, some nice 1960s costumes.
And
I'm not going
and
expecting.
And the performances of Emma Stone, Viola Davis, and Alison Janney. You know, so that's a
good cast.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, next up, it's not a franchise like Harry Potter, but it sure is a franchise.
Her journey has become an international sensation. Her secrets have captivated millions. Her story is a literary and movie phenomenon.
A story told in two languages. Of course, that's the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo English version that comes out next year, right?
Yes, and I am so excited for this. This has been getting tons of buzz. There's all the behind-the-scenes story of the author who died before the final book was released. This is...
You've got to wait until December, though.
Yes, we have to wait until December.
It was a Christmas week.
Have you seen the European versions of this?
Oh, yes. I loved the European films, and I really am kind of curious. I don't want to say I'm confident this American remake will be good, because oftentimes we don't remake movies very well here in Hollywood, but... I'm curious to see how Rooney Mara will do. She was great in The Social Network. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the 007 Daniel Craig playing the lead role of Michael Bloomquist. I think that'll be interesting.
Be interesting. All right, Rafer, to you, 2011, March, it could be the beginning or the end of something. What are we looking at here?
I would say that it could be the beginning or the end of Mel Gibson's career. The movie I'm most looking forward to, with sort of my eyes shielded, is The Beaver. Do you know about this one, John?
I don't. I know there's a movie coming out, but I don't really know much about it.
I'm going to tell you the plot, and I'm going to keep a straight face. Mel Gibson plays the depressed CEO of a toy company who decides to conquer his problems by interacting with everyone by using a beaver hand puppet.
So it's a realistic sort of story.
Yes, apparently. I've seen the trailers for it. It looks like a tear-jerking, heartwarming weepy.
Directed by
Jodie Foster.
Unbelievable. Well, let's hear a clip.
Bloody hell. Look at you. I'm sick. Do you want to get better? Who are you? No, I'm the Beaver Water. And I'm here to save your damn life.
How could this possibly succeed?
Look, I didn't make it up. I didn't greenlight this film. I have no idea. The script apparently was legendary for being this brilliant, unproduced script.
Really?
Now we're going to see it.
No Mayan subplot. No Jesus is running around.
No Mayan
All right,
subplot.
Very good. The Beaver, that's what Rachel's looking forward to. There's a remake of Arthur. What do you guys think about that?
I'm dreading it.
I'm totally looking forward to it.
All right, of course, the original was with Dudley Moore and Liza Minnelli about a guy who gets drunk a lot.
Yes, indeed. Now it's going to be Russell Brand.
And the hijinks. And in December, we got to wait for something that you're really thrilled about.
Harold and Kumar, Christmas classic. It's going to be a classic, and it's in 3D.
And they escape from Gitmo?
Nope, that was the last one.
Oh, that was the last one.
That was last time.
This is 6 years later. This is about their growing love and friendship and the spirit of Christmas and Neil Patrick Harris, all in 3D.
In Kabul, Afghanistan? All the recommendations are at thetakeaway.org. Kristen Meinzer and Rafer Guzman, have a happy new year.
Thanks so much. Happy New Year.
From everyone here at The Takeaway, we want you to have a happy new year, and we hope you've enjoyed 2010. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Noel King.
Yes, you are. Have a happy new year, Noel.
Happy new year, John.
This is The Takeaway.